Is this the same Bond we saw in the last movie?
No, not quite. I don't think so. I mean, he's been affected by, you know, he's fallen in love and he's had his heart broken and he's trying to figure out how that happened, and that's, you know, hence the title. He's trying to find the quantum of solace in his life. We're getting into a new place.
Some of the most amazing scenes in the movie was a wire. They're swinging around on ropes. A big fight scene, literally happening on ropes. Mm. Is that just a day or a week of hanging around the set, more or less? Pardon the pun.
But it was. I think in all it, we started that at the beginning of the film, and we revisited that at intervals through the whole of the movie because it took such a long time to film, and they were doing second unit. We're using, you know, stunt doubles a lot on that. And so yeah, it took a while.
I was going to say the coordination of that scene alone must have been just intense. You know,
a nightmare.
Yeah. And are you getting pretty good on a boat? Because I'm a riverman. I live on the water. I love my boat.
Well, it's the jet boat, which is if you. I mean, I've only ever driven sort of power boats, and the whole thing with the jet boat is a little peculiar at first, but once you get there, a lot of fun once you get used to it.
If they yell cut, do you have any time to go out and cruise?
I didn't on set, but I did get a chance. In fact, driving around the Panama Canal with all these ships coming in was quite exceptional, but I went out on a lake and back at home and out there on that. So
explain to me how they did the parachuting scene, because we see Bond actually out without a parachute out in the open, and it seems like, and I understand there's some complications of doing that. And
We decided that we wanted to make it look as real as possible, and so we went and filmed in a vertical wind tunnel that shoots up air at about 200 miles an hour, and you can simulate free falling, and they do people practice in this tunnel. We put camera in it, and we put about 20 digital cameras around it, and made it quick, but made it as loud and as realistically as possible, and that's why our faces are somewhere around our ears.
You're on there. I mean, obviously, it takes a long time to shoot that. I mean, was it a long time you were?
We actually only did it. We spent a day shooting that. I mean, and then because it's exhausting. I mean, you can only do it for sort of 30 seconds to a minute at a time without getting wasted, and it's incredibly dangerous because there's hard objects in there, and if you hit them at 200 miles an hour, you'll get hurt. So both Olga and I trained to do it before we did it, and then we spent the day shooting it.
You're such a dramatic actor, and yet you're in the action role here, sequence. Is that something you kind of want to, I guess they blend both nicely together, but is there something you want to stay out of that niche a little bit? Or?
I just think that, you know, if you're, even in big movies, and they're blockbusters or whatever you want to call them, if you get emotionally pulled in, you're going to enjoy them more, and I think that you kind of got to apply that. And the story needed sort of finishing off and rounding off, and you know, he's on a bit of an emotional journey. I mean, but I don't know how else to do it.
Is that the big appeal of doing so many locations? Because I think I've seen more locations in this one than I've seen in a while.
It just. We owe it to the audience. We've got to go. We've got to go to these places. We've got to sort of, you know, it's just as an important part of the movie as anything else. Is that, you know, if he gets on a plane and he's off to Austria, well, there we go. We're in Austria. It's important.